Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Swing Suplex Retweet.
Hello everyone, you're back listening to Saturday Draft Live. I hope you've all had an amazing week. I'm your host for today, Jack Graham. Welcome to the show. You can find us on Twitter at Suplex Retweet, you know, on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, we've got a TikTok page, we've got our website, eatsleepsuplexretweet.com. It's got our full back catalogue of shows. You can find Central, you can find our feature shows, you can find East Meets West, you can find every episode of Saturday Draft Live, you can find quiz showdowns that we've done. We've got a lot, so please go check out everything we've got to have on our catalogue. And as always, I'm joined by one of the SDL co-hosts, Dave. Dave, how you doing?
Hi, Jack. And I tell you what, though, I'm very tired this morning because your message about me doing Rampage scores for this week is what woke me up. So I was in a bit of a bad rush to get everything done.
We're sorted. You know, you managed to get them all points in. Everything's all good with that. But we do have a guest with us today, Dave. We'll be going to go through his team later on in the episode. They'll join us for a bit of the analysis throughout. Andy Mitchell. Andy, welcome to SDL. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be here. I thought it was just fitting because, you know, the most electrifying man returned, and so did The Rock. So, you know, I thought it's fine just to, you know, join and see how yous are doing.
Well, it makes sense after what happened on SDL on SmackDown last night. What would be quite interesting is, like, The Rock appeared twice, and Ross has Roman Reigns in his team. Now, Ross is a big lover of The Rock. At this point in time, The Rock would have more points than Roman Reigns.
Mental.
I'm just throwing that out there. If that was ever to happen, you know, Jungle Boy's got -1 points.
So, like, fucking, The Rock has more points than Jungle Boy.
Yeah. Mental. So looking at that, you know, maybe The Rock has a wee teensy bit of value in the draft this week anyway, at least compared to others. But Davis, as we were saying before recording, a broken record, top three of the week. It's Judgment Day. Madness again. Damian Priest got 7 points and Finn Balor got 10. Obviously, Finn Balor had a match on SmackDown and on Raw this week. Damian had his match on Raw, but both appeared across the show. Dominic was with them as well, and Dominic on NXT too. It's a very, very fruitful time to have Judgment Day in your team, I think.
Yeah, it's a really endeavouring time for Judgment Day at the minute because they're all over the product, and, you know, I'm not surprised that all of them went round one this time around, especially since Finn Balor got undrafted last season. It's such a turnaround for him, especially. Like, definitely one of the big misses from last season. But then again, now that he's tag team champions, everybody in Judgment Day's got something for them. It was a no-brainer to pick them in round one in this instance, and, you know, the points reflect. You know, the top 10 of the season, the Judgment Day basically covers 4 out of the top 5 spots as it stands, with Rhea Ripley leading the top with 44 points overall.
Aye, it's crazy. But our number one of the week, Andy, also, it doesn't show it on the sheet because there was an error with myself. I forgot to press, I didn't press the button for collision for the new score, so then I could take account of the points that he got for his title defence, but obviously his position's right on the table anyway for Tom. But John Moxley had 2 title defences in appearance, out with the title defences as well. So that put him in 13 points for the week. obviously, he just defeated Orange Cassidy at All Out. And I think on every show he's been on, he's defended that title since. So John Moxley has 38 points overall. He was drafted 17th overall as well. So it's quite interesting. He's got more points than Dominic Mysterio. He's now got more points than Orange Cassidy too. He's catching up on the other three of Balor, Priest and Ripley of the Judgment Day domination. But obviously, he did that interview yesterday where he was talking about this doctor says he's got arthritis of a 70-year-old man. How much more of this kind of pace of John Moxley, Jake, will get? And Jake Tom has got him at the right time in this draft now.
Yeah, I think Tom does have him, because I know we made the joke that it was like everyone had picked their first pick as captain, but he picked John Moxley, so maybe he knew something that we didn't. And essentially, yeah, it's like, but then again, it's like, how many times does a wrestler say he's going to retire, and then he's like still wrestling until he's like 70? You know, I think it's just that thing of, yeah, he's got it good. You know, it's a short season, as we say, it's only a couple of months, so I think picking John Moxley has done Tom Brock a good favour.
Absolutely, especially taking that title offer. On Orange Cassidy on myself, also trying to ride the coattails of what happened last season when David Campbell had him round one. I'm actually getting him round five. But he's still in that top 10 overall for the season at 33. So I think I can still be quite happy with the points return on Orange Cassidy now. But we will look at the table overall. And one of our SEL hosts, Dave, he's been in this bottom position for quite a while. Relegation threatening. He's obviously put that bet out if he loses this season. They leave SDL as well. 55 points for Ryan. It's not looking good.
Nope. It's delegation smells like relegation for Ryan Dalgleish in this instance. Like, and he has the unfortunate honour of having the negative one scoring Jungle Boy on his team. And his captain, Io Sky, hasn't exactly done him any favours either. She's only scored 20 points overall. Second only to the lowest scoring round one pick, Shinsuke Nakamura, who's only had 5.
I think what Ryan will be looking forward to next week is that she's also defending her title against Asuka, which you'd be hoping would be a win. If it is a win, that'll get them a solid amount of points.
Mm-hmm. Bring them back in contention.
Bring them back into contention. But Ryan got 8 points this week because Callum Bennett only got 5. But the folk around them, of like Ross and Gary, Ross got 69 points and Gary in 75. Nice. Gary got 11 points this week. Ross got 10. So even the small gains is just a bit more than what Ryan's getting, which can make all the difference. And obviously yourself, Dave, you got 14.5 points this week. It puts you at 90.5 overall. Callum Bennett has got 96. We follow James Blair _1 on Twitter. Stephen Wilson, 97.5 with Doof and Schwartz Evil Incorporated. Half a point over him is yourself, Andy, with the Glasgow University Cricket Club. You're at 98 points. We'll take a look at your team kind of near the end of the show, so we'll go on to that shortly. Grant, with his roll to draft, has got 102 points. A strategy of just rolling dice. Also, we had Grant on a couple of weeks ago, myself, and we kind of looked at his team and his strategy, and it's mental how well it's worked out to be in the position that he is. So well, fair play to Grant. Well done. I'm up just ahead of Grant on 107 points. A million ways to fuck up the draft with Elliot Cantor, our Listeners League winner, Mae Young Sung on 108 points. As a first season into this, Dave, for Elliot Cantor, what an introduction to the main draft here.
Yeah, he's basically been carried by his juggernaut captain, Rhea Ripley, who's, with the captaincy applied, has 84 points overall. Although, having selected Ronda Rousey in round 4 has done sweet fuck all for him at this point. Brawling Brutes aren't exactly anything to howl about, and Broad Breaker and Ricochet, you know, they're just kind of there, but they're not making serious points at this point. You know, despite, you know, Broad Breaker murdering Von Wagner about a week ago on NXT, but he is scheduled to face Baron Corbin at NXT No Mercy, so he might get some points there as well.
Absolutely. Then it's a bit ahead of Elliot. We've got Scott McLeod on 124 points, the Dave Hockney Better Wi-Fi Fund.
Fuck off.
And then a bigger gap to Tom, a platypus, Perry the Platypus, 148 points. And our leader of the draft so far, Team Goat of David Campbell, 159 points. Interesting, when you look at the kind of weekly scores overall, obviously David Campbell's got 24. Tom Brock got 39. So Tom made a good dent in the armour that this David Campbell's got on his team right now. Also, we do have all sorts of pay-per-views and whatnot coming up anything can happen, but it's certainly looking like a two-horse race between the GOATs incarnate, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, I think those regular AEW international title defenses for Box is definitely going to do dividends for Tom Brock. And I think sooner or later, Tom Brock is going to overtake the GOAT, possibly in line to win his second draft this season. But I don't know if you've noticed, but Moxley's first international defense was against Action Andretti. And then this week he defended against Big Bill. He's going to have to face somebody with the initial CC now. And then DD and then EE and so on and so forth. So I'll be curious as to see who he faces when it gets to XX.
That'll be quite interesting, actually. Unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, Dave couldn't join us for the Listeners League and the rest of the show. But I can continue with the Listeners League. I'll just kind of go through it as quick as I can. Johnny Adam is in fifth position of the table. He's Dark Side of the Onion Ring, 161.5 points. He's the joint second highest scorer of the week, 27 points. Just one under Elora May, who got 28. She's Will Only Prince, she got 159 points this week. So not cracking that top five as of yet, but getting close to it. At least I remember this time with Craig Forsyth, he's got 166 points. And a wee bit ahead of him with Back to the Future Endeavours of Jonathan Napier. And 169.5 points there in third position. Karrion Kross with Ross Brady, 172 points. Not having the best of weeks compared to 18 points this week. But the number, obviously, John Sly, he had got 22 points this week, and he's now made a wee bit of a gap to Ross Brady with Hurt Business-ish to 177. What was interesting is I think Ryan and Dave made a note on the show last week of David Campbell having more points than the tie scoring Listeners League person. Tom Brock's now got that accolade. He got 39 points overall for the week, and the highest is 28. So it's happened 2 weeks in a row, and it's both happened to the former tag team of the Ghosts Incarnate. So they'll both be pretty happy, I think, Andy. There'll be something to quote about in the chat, I'm sure they will.
I know, yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing what the David, aka the GOAT, has to say about
it. We do also have the Listeners League Cup, and obviously whoever wins the cup is gets to join the main season as well as the Listeners League. But if you win both the Listeners League and the Listeners League Cup, you get to draft first from the main league when you soon join. And the first round of scoring has just finished. And I won't break through all the scores, but everyone that's going through to the next round: Simon Bell, Jonathan Napier, Ross McCluckie, Johnny Adam. We also have JP, John Tsai, Lee McAteer, Ross Henderson, Martin Best, Mike Nunn, Matt Smith, Adam Calliate, Robert Shaw, Craig Forsyth, and Robert Shaw and Craig Forsyth, and Ross Brady. There we go. So that's our next round. They'll kind of, and the order that you kind of, as I list out, they'll kind of face each other to go into the next bracket after that, so on and so forth until we get our winner. And if they win the Listeners League and the Listeners League Cup, then we'll get to be drafting from first position. So we'll wait and see how that goes. But enough of that, Andy. We've got your team to kind of go through and talk about. I'll quickly list through your team. So you've got LA Knight, your captain, in 46 points. Tiffany Stratton, unfortunately losing the belt on Tuesday night to Becky Lynch with 14. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, 10 points. Unfortunately not went the way we would have hoped. Well, that's an interesting one. We can talk about that because obviously the injury to Owens, we weren't sure he's going to come back. He came back, then they lost the belt soon after. So that's an interesting one. Shotzi Blackheart on 6 points, Austin Theory on 10, and AJ Styles on 12. The way it's worked out, obviously, taking LA Knight number one, I think if he wasn't going to be round one, everyone would have tried to get him round two. So I assume that would have been your thinking there.
Yeah, essentially so. It was like, obviously, he's sort of crossing over from wrestling into like kind of, you know, like pop culture sort of stuff. Like I've seen him pop up on Instagram and stuff. It's like, I think people know who he is and you don't really need to be a wrestling sort of fan to know. So I was like, he's appearing. There's a lot of buzz about him. If I can get him in the first round, I know it's going to, because I upset David Campbell. Essentially, I was like, put a captaincy on him. And I know he was appealing on all shows, but now he's just sticking to SmackDown. So it's like, I thought it was a good first round pick.
Absolutely. I mean, it's worked out well. Obviously, he's got 46 points overall. He's like I think he's near enough, like the outside of Adam Cole, he's like the highest scoring personnel with the Judgment Day. Obviously you've got the captaincy applied on him. Finn Balor's got 40 points and Tom doesn't have the captaincy on him, but it's still weighing up against that in terms of scores. It's working out well, like, with the kind of Judgment Day dominance that we see. So it's got to be fairly happy. And another one, I guess, you'd probably be pretty happy with. And now he's just kind of entered into a program with a Bloodline. He gets supposedly run into the Saudi show, so we'll see how that goes. AJ Styles is getting in a bit of the mix of SmackDown again, and amongst the main lot, he's got 12 points, around 5 pick. Must be pretty happy that you've got a person there in the double figures.
Oh, defo. It's like, I think I just sort of, as you know, when you're getting towards the end and you're sort of like, think, oh, I want to get this person, this, oh shit, someone's taking that person. So you like start to scramble and it's like, who's left? And then I was like, oh shit, AJ Styles hasn't been picked. So I was like, it's good that he's starting to get a bit more thing, because I was a bit worried he was just going to be appealing nothing points, that we're not going to do anything with him. So it's good to see him. So he showed up twice last night on SmackDown.
Yeah. So, you know, twice and got the win, aye.
So it's essentially a case of, I think it's a good fifth round pick. I can tell my coffee hasn't kicked in this but no, I think it's good. I'm quite happy with my team as well. The only one is that I think it's kind of let me down a bit is the Sane and Owens pick.
I was kind of going to grip that in with Tiffany Stratton and Austin Theory. Yeah. Obviously, Austin Theory lost his belt just before the season started, so it didn't affect you in the of losing points at that point. But also to now, he's only got 10 points. Tiffany Stratton seemed like a great pick. All of a sudden, Becky Lynch comes into the fray of wanting a title match, and you kind of knew at that point that she was going to lose her belt. So it's obviously 14 points to now. It's not worked out as you may would have hoped, but it's something anyway. Obviously, Zayn and Owens, everyone was a bit sceptical at that point because Owens had the injury. Who was going to take the chance on him? They came back and everyone was like, oh, that'll be great. And then all of a sudden there was a tag belt to Judgment Day, which was a bit normally what I saw. So kind of having three champions, especially on draft night, and then we're just getting to like maybe near the halfway point of the season, and those three champions have all lost their belts. That was a kick in the teeth.
I know, I was a bit like, I mean, like, we swear on the SmackDown Live, Saturday Draft Live anyways, because I was just pure fuming, man. I couldn't believe it. As soon as I saw Becky Lynch was showing up in the NXT, I was like, yeah, Tiffy Stratton's like losing the belt. And I thought it was a good safe pick, as it's like she's champion, she's defending it, not as much as I thought she would, and then obviously she gets beat. And yeah, I thought it was quite good having the three champions, and then again, as you say, it's like they've all been beaten for the championship, so a bit annoying.
It's unfortunate. Obviously, the lack of a person in your team there, Shotzi Blackheart, so she went away for a bit, came back with her new do. It's kind of been in evolved during the damage control stuff, maybe not scoring as many points as you'd like, but in that kind of range, she's only 1 point off of Bayley. She's up 7. On that kind of round, aside from obviously the acclaimed of David Campbell, there isn't really a lot of high scorers to begin with. Soraya's got 22. It's not a high scoring round anyway, but did you think you would see a bit more from Shotzi Blackheart than you have?
I kind of, because I knew obviously that she was going into a program with Bayley, so it was a bit like, as I say, when you're getting towards the end of the draft, you're kind of starting to think, who should I pick? And I was trying to pick someone who was kind of, would appear, so he would get some points, but again, it was a bit of a, I wasn't like happy with my first pick, but I was like, it's a pick at the end of the day. And I'm kind of happy that she's shown up, but it would be good if she was participating in more matches, but again, it's just the way it goes sometimes.
It's an unfortunate one for sure for yourself, but kind of overall, you're like slap bang in the middle, 98 points. You're not near the kind of end of the table where the kind of relegation dogfight's happening, but you're not teetering close enough to the kind of the main players. So at least you're in a safe position, knowing that like nothing's really going to happen with yourself in regards to being relegated. So that's quite a good thing. But at the top of the table, obviously, they do have the two of David Campbell and Tom Brock, the former tag team partners. If you had to make a guess right now of who's winning the season, because I assume it's going to be out of them two going into the kind of finals. Yeah. Myself, Scott's a bit closer. Elliot, myself and Grant are kind of teetering at the end of it as well. Who would you say is going to get that win? Probably out of the top two.
I definitely think it's quite good how it has come between the Goats and Cartnett, Tom Brock and David Campbell, whereas I do think David might win. I don't want him to win because you know what he's going to be like. It's just going to, you're never going to hear the end of it. It's like England winning the World Cup, they still go on about it. It's just this same kind of pattern where it's just, he'll just not show up. So I think he is going to win. Do I want him to win? Not really, but I think, yeah, he's got a good chance of winning. And then obviously he's off to a good start, and obviously with the Judgment Day, but he's been on the TV all the time, as well as having the titles and Money in the Bank. It's like, yeah, I think he's going to win this season.
Obviously, they both kind of got two big cards, because like Damien Priest at 81 points with the card, and say the Acclaim's got 33, Tom Brock's got Finn Balor in 40, and John Moxley in 73. So they do have big cards, but it seems like the difference right now is the Carmelo Hayes factor for David Campbell and also Adam Pearce with 14 points. Whereas like Tony Storm's got 13 for himself and Paul Heyman's got 9. There's not really enough in the kind of bottom bit of Tom's team that might help him now, but John Moxley being international champion and the way it seems to go, and that could be enough. We just got to wait and see. But David could have a bit more firepower, I think, in his team, especially with Adam Pearce appearing across both shows. Mm-hmm. Paul Heyman not appearing as usual as the amount he did. It'll be interesting going into the final few weeks, but I definitely think it'll be a close tie between them two.
Yeah, well, who's your thoughts? Who do you think is going to win?
I think it'll be David Campbell right now. I said that at the very start before the scoring began. I predicted David Campbell to win the season. I didn't think Tom would be as close. I believe I maybe said Tom was an underdog pick. For me, I can't quite remember. But I think even if it ends with them two being the top two, I think it's a successful season for obviously whoever wins. Mm. But whoever comes second as well, I think that's a great showing there. I think they'll be both. Obviously, one will be a bit better over the other, but they have them both at the top. I'm sure they'll be pretty happy. But that's the show for me, Andy. Obviously, thank you for coming on. And obviously, we did have Dave, so thanks to Dave for being there for the first half. Obviously, technical difficulties with his microphone proved otherwise. But yeah, Andy, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Nah, no problem, Jack. Anytime. It was good chatting with you.
And we'll come back next week. I'm not sure he'll be on next week, but you'll hear one of the usual four anyway, I'm sure. So thank you very much, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Sports Social Podcast Network.